The Lower Innoko Yukon River's wood bison herd was started in 2015 with the transplant of 130 animals from Alberta, Canada. The herd suffered significant losses in 2018 and 2020 due to heavy snows, winter rains, and late springs. But better weather the last 2 years has seen a rebound, with record and near-record calf production. Department of Fish and Game wood bison biologist Tom Seaton says a November 28th population survey shows significant herd growth.
The minimum count of bison out there was about 150. So the population grew about 45% in this last year, and about 19% of that was just the natural growth from having a good calf crop and really good survival of yearlings and adults.
Seaton says the other 26% of growth is from the reintroduction of 28 yearlings, again imported from Canada, and barged out to the Lower Innoko area this past summer. He says the young animals have the potential to accelerate the herd's growth.
As that group moves up through age classes, once they get to the reproductive age classes, which is like 3 years old to 20 years old, they'll be producing a lot of calves.
The Wood Bison Reintroduction Project is shepherded by Fish and Game, the Bureau of Land Management, Alaska Native, and other groups to reestablish the animals in the state where they disappeared from the wild over 100 years ago. Seaton says if the Lower Innoko Yukon herd continues to grow, limited harvest could be allowed, according to a directive from 30 different interest groups, which together manage the herd.
We'll look at a three-year average growth for the population, and when that three-year average growth shows enough that you can also harvest 10 animals and have a similar amount of growth, then we'll start the hunt. And if there are good winners in the next 5 years, it'll probably happen in the next 5 years.
Meanwhile, a second wood bison reintroduction project is being considered. Seaton says 10 bison at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Large Animal Research Station, another 30 at the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center, plus additional animals from Canada, could seed a herd in the eastern interior.
Some folks in the upper Tanana have written letters to the governor asking for wood bison there. There's also quite a bit of interest in the lower Tanana. There's some interest in the Yukon Flats.
Seaton says planning meetings this winter will bring together interest groups to talk about a new reintroduction project. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.